Can I ride something else last night, Playboy? We did it.
I forgot
you
didn't see that Playboy shit.
Come on, Playboy.
Yeah.
Oh, Playboy!
Dave Chappelle, when he did this shit on the Chappelle show, he said it Playboy about a million times. Yeah, yeah. So, we on already?
So, J. Cole shit was weak for real to you? J. Cole shit was weak for real to you?
It wasn't the best.
It's just a warning shot, fool.
It's first and second round of a heavyweight fight.
So Kendrick versus better than J. Cole's song? Hmm? Kendrick versus better than J. Cole's song?
It had more aggression. His delivery, the energy he came
talk
with.
About nobody. I'm like, you know, bitch, we got you. Your first album was wet. But second shit was damn trash count, too. Bro, he wasn't lying about that shit, bro.
We went over that.
Good.
He wasn't lying.
Was he talking about Good Kid, Mad City, or was he talking about Section 80?
He wasn't lying about that shit, bro.
Which one was he talking about? Good Kid, Mad City, or Section 80?
No, Good Kid, Mad City is his first city, bro.
That's his first studio album. Yeah. Okay. So that's what. So
what the next one was?
The one after that.
You don't even know it.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
To me, that was his best album. But
To Pimp a Butterfly?
That's the one he said was weak.
Yeah, that the one J. Cole said put motherfuckers to sleep.
It kind of did, though. It just was a better album.
Oh, you said it was a better album.
Content-wise, it was great. I mean, it might have.
Not going to beat J. Cole.
But
bro,
motherfuckers always said the same shit about Nas. B. Love say Nas put him to sleep all the time.
I be joking. Yeah. I be joking.
Nah, but Nas has had some sleepy music. You know what I'm saying? So.
Is it Black Girl Lost or Show They Owe You for Ice?
See,
I've been real all my life.
It's both.
I've been real all my life, but confusing with conceit.
But see,
hold on. The nigga you like, same nigga wear 5% chain now.
So what? What that mean?
You diss a man for that shit, you can jump on his dick.
How's that his dick? He ain't he ain't a creator of the 5% Nation.
He created that shit with the rap shit.
He what?
No.
He wanted sponsors to create that shit with the rest. No.
Yeah.
I ain't heard nobody saying God buy shit to Nas and Wubba.
Well,
I give you Wubba.
You gotta throw Brand Nubian and the X Clan.
Ain't nobody listening to that. Jones.
Yes, we did.
Here he go.
When that came out in?
Who? Brand Nubian?
Yeah.
They rap from
80-something.
Late 80s to the end of the 90s.
Who was three?
Nigga wasn't no three.
Hov was 30.
Niggas wasn't no three. No, I wasn't, boy.
What year Brand Nubian came out of here?
Brand Nubian
92.
90, 91. They started rapping in the late 80s, yeah,
you
but they first album.
You were seven.
Nigga, I was nine in 80. What? I was eight in 89.
You was what?
Eight.
Legit.
What that got to do with what I'm listening to?
You don't know what the fuck music going on at 8 years old, bro.
Oh my God, man. Are you serious?
What you was drinking last night?
you can't be serious, right?
I can tell that. How you lose your phones?
I'm trying to think last night.
That nigga don't even know who car he was in. He don't even know who he rode with, man.
They probably in whoever car. At least you made it home safe.
Where you went?
Where you went? He don't even know.
You a Cheetahs?
I've been asking where he went since I got to his house.
Was that the Cheetahs?
He don't know where
he went. Still got the band on, cuz.
Oh, that was he. And he tried to tell me he ain't went out last night.
I ain't say
that.
Welcome back, everybody. We here for a little quick session.
I'll show him.
Yeah.
We gonna.
I had to start.
Gotta get some shit off our chest for the day.
Hot ass clothes, bro.
It ain't hot.
It is hot. You look hot to me. Your hands sweat.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
He can rub his palm on the chair.
I appreciate it.
That chicken grease off of it.
I had chicken yesterday. Shout out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You ain't gonna get me. Thank you for calling me hot, too.
Appreciate y'all.
Calling you what?
You say I look hot.
Oh, my God.
You look hot.
You look unfiltered.
What usual suspects in the building. B Love and Doogie added since we hit the dough.
No, as we ain't had it. Don't do that. You guessing.
I got to. That's what the fans want.
He just think he fresh today because he got on some good clothes.
See, hey, if y'all could sit in the studio just one time and y'all would love this shit, yeah, I promise you. I'm talking about from the time we hit the dough.
He invited me to fisticuffs, y'all. Nigga, you want to fight?
Fist of socks.
You don't wear black socks?
No.
Why not?
Cause they put the black,
black socks too.
And yeah, you got that look. You, if they brand new, it gonna be a little black shit between your
not,
toes.
They not brand new.
But when they brand new, y'all know that shit.
Yeah,
I hate that shit with black socks, bro.
You right though. It do that, and the shit be in the tub.
See,
and the shit.
See, that's what's wrong with us.
It be in the shower when you take a shower. And shit.
Yeah, they always dissing. They always dissing the black.
But you still got it with the white ones. What
the white one don't push.
White ones don't.
Your toes.
It don't. The white ones don't do that.
Y'all niggas
you
lying.
Well,
yeah, I guess I never seen it. Oh man, fuck out of here.
Ask your feet, Larry.
Oh, shit. Easy.
What up?
You know I'm happy right now. You know I'm like one of the happiest people on earth right now.
Because
right?
That new Glorilla dropped.
It was hard, though. What I talk all that shit. That say some red song. That'd be a hard
song. Oh, man. This nigga sent me some
get
shit.
Get it, man. Bounce. That remind me of bow, 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 hey, bow. Remember that song?
Yeah, buddy. What?
Man, Janet Jackson. Chris,
Halle Berry.
Yeah, Chris song remind me of.
He talking about Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson. That song remind me of, though.
It do. That the same beat.
It
but
is.
Rapping is back. It's been on full display the last couple weeks. Kendrick kicked it off with what he had to say.
That bitch weak.
The world said somebody had to say something back. And this week we got a response from none other than Jermaine.
Did y'all talk about Drake
Cole
poem that he said on stage?
Now, see, I've been trying not to watch it because they've been posting clips like. The other day, somebody posted a clip at one of his shows where he played the clip, that they played part of the song. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, and right after the shit cut, he was like, pussy. So I'm like, damn, so he talking shit to niggas on stage.
Motherfucking the song.
You know what I'm saying? But I know because of who Drake is and how he operate, he gonna say something.
It's coming.
He can't let that shit, he's not gonna let it slide.
No. No way.
I don't know if it's gonna be direct or indirect.
Bobby, he a man, Buddha. Nobody punking nobody, Buddha. 15 boxes. South Central, yeah. 15 Loco. Boxes.
Oh,
nobody punking nobody. Buddha Bobby here, a man. Hear me, Buddha. What's in that closet? Bobby here, a man, Buddha.
How much man watch all that movie?
You. When they tried to get down Bobby left for Deuce and the white Aryan Nation tried to get him.
Yeah.
Take him local.
Oh, he was in jail.
Yeah, and the Muslim
Bobby here, man.
Came
Buddha. Nobody punking nobody, Buddha.
So you think he gonna respond?
Give me 15 boxes. That cracker said. Why did you? That bitch said, he's not going to be. But what Loco said. Yo, Loco told Bobby. Can't be in here by yourself, Bobby. That bitch dipped on Bobby, bro.
Oh, shit. But.
Shout out to Hoovers, man.
You think.
That's Hoover Deuce, man.
You think Drake going to say something, dude?
He going to say something, but he ain't. He can't rap no boys, bro. Think about it. Drake cannot rap them. Kendrick Lamar cannot rap Cole. Like, it's a wash, bro. It's gonna be a wash, bro.
I don't think it'll be a wash.
You don't think Kendrick cannot rap Cole?
Think. When has Kendrick Lamar ever like gave you lyrics besides like he gave you good music now?
Mm-hmm.
When he gave you just like lyrics. Name one song Kendrick Lamar just gave you bars.
That song on that video, where he be changing the faces.
Oh, The Heart Part 5.
Yeah.
You don't even know the name of the song. You just know the video.
I don't know none of the songs.
But I was saying, what I'm telling you is, you just know the video because he was changing faces.
No, I only seen the video one time, but listening to the song, I listened to the song. I got the song.
What's the name of it again?
The Heart Part 5.
The who?
The Heart Part 5.
Get the fuck out of here.
He dropped that shit. He do one of them before
changing the COVID OJ Simpson.
Yeah, before he changed all. I mean, before all his albums dropped.
That's
he
not better than J. Cole verse with your boy.
Who? Benny?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, but
you asked what song was
he rapped on.
Yeah,
that's not harder than the song with J. Cole and Benny.
Not lyrically, no.
Not even talking about no album shit, nah. That just like, bro, you can't fuck with Cole, bro. I told y'all niggas this shit.
No, I told y'all niggas.
Bro.
But we knew he was gonna excuse me.
Wally Joe. Yeah.
I told y'all niggas, bitch.
Bro. He not gonna fuck with Cold World. Mark my words, but I'm not even so, I sleep good.
So basically,
shit.
You don't think this would be the best battle in the last 10 years?
10.
And we ain't had no besides
there
Drake.
No
and,
better than Hov and Jay. I mean, Hov
Drake
and Nas.
Drake and Pusha was the best.
Once Nas beat,
in the last 10 years
beat
to
Jay,
me.
No, once Nas beat Jay Z with Ether.
That was 20 years
but
ago.
But that was
though.
The best shit ever. Like that. That J Cole. I mean that Drake and damn thing, that's some Rudy Pusha. That ain't no damn
Drake
beef.
And Pusha.
Yeah, that ain't no real beef, bro.
But it was a rap beef. It was lyrics.
But it's
it was
cap.
What? Why you call it cap?
Cause both them niggas soft. Them niggas ain't no real rappers.
Good God!
You think Pusha soft?
You know how I feel about Cuz. Cuz can't rap to me. He just sold drugs. His brother really better than me than him.
His brother's nice.
He just
his
got like more like too? Pusha T just got like more like
punchline
and appeal. Like,
yeah, he'll put he got,
but
he
not
got
better than Malice. You ain't better than the nigga in your group, bro. That's facts.
I don't know.
I don't know. He put out more.
He smoked Drake ass.
Pause. No, he did not.
Pause. He did.
Shit.
Story Pusha. Adidon.
What song he beat Drake on? Yeah.
Story Adidon.
Shit, all of them.
Which one?
Story
when,
Adidon.
Hold on. When the last time you heard that shit?
Yesterday.
In your car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you like Pusha T. Yeah. Nobody, bro. When the last thing you ever got somebody to call, hey man, cut that Pusha T.
I hate that.
That's real.
That ain't real.
That is real.
That ain't real.
Well, hey, John, what I told him to play today on his Oscar?
Pee Wee Longway?
Pee Wee Longway harder than Pusha T.
Oh,
I'm just saying. All right,
Doogie. Hold up.
No cap.
Now. Wait a minute. No, that's
I don't think Pusha T can rap Pee Wee Longway, bro.
That's big cap.
No, I don't.
That big cap. I'm calling cap on that.
Do you think Pee Wee Longway is a better rapper than J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar?
No, but he better than Pusha T.
But that's a meme that going
Pee-wee
around
Longway.
Now.
For sure, check the nigga out from whatever album you.
You ain't ever listened to Pee Wee Longway?
Blew him in there.
You know Pee Wee used to be across the street from your crib. Yeah,
she was just in the city last weekend.
Yeah, that nigga used to be on Gas Street. Yeah.
Dope was with
for
the
real?
Nigga thing. Yeah,
at, over there with Keyshawn and boy.
For real.
To my
dope.
Right
with dope.
Yeah.
That
right
was
over there
last weekend. Yeah.
And he used to stay.
Oh, he was with them last week.
He's been at Monkey Barbershop.
He gonna call it dope.
I did.
He's been at
Jamie
Barbershop.
It was him because he was like, them boys used to go down to the A.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, where y'all from? Because they was, you know what I'm saying, shining so much.
Mm-hmm. And boys started coming in. Yeah, he started coming to D-Town.
Bro, we took Champ Easy to the A, and this is my good word. I stand on this shit. Niggas like, we was up, though. Champ Easy went to Lenox. He from D-Town. He just got, matter of fact, he just got raided by the feds.
Saw that shit.
Champ Easy, we took the nigga to the lobby, bro. He'll tell you, went with Pee Wee Long, with me, Weedy, Bono Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had that vanilla money then, though.
Mm-hmm.
We up.
Allegedly.
That shit over with, nah. You ain't gonna come get it for that, nah?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But long story short, Chant Easy went to Lenox, right? We had a lobby and shit. They're like, bro, keep me up, bro. Chant Easy rock. Everybody in the fucking goddamn in Lenox shit. Everybody came out. Hey, Pee-wee, look, we got woo woo. At this time, Pablo Juan, you know what you're talking about, who locked up. Everybody asking us to buy our Robin jeans away to the club. Like, nigga was up way more than them niggas, bro.
Mm.
But for a long way ago, you can't fuck with cuz. Like,
I ain't never listened to him.
You need to.
I will.
It's a long way.
I will because
you put on that blue Eminem.
That's what I was gonna listen to because everybody be talking about.
Long way better than he rap better than Future.
Lyrical wise, yep. I fought with Future.
I know. I'm gonna have to check him out for real. We done listened to some of Long Way shit.
Y'all listen to music though. You got people Long Way got lyrics, bro.
I'm gonna have to check him out. I'm gonna have to do a deeper dive.
What Wally doing over there?
Mic and drop. Pause. Oh yeah.
There you go.
So Future and Metro sold 250.
I don't care about no selling shit no more. That shit don't matter.
They moved 250 for a week. Beyonce did 350. 350.
All them Illuminati though.
You listen to her shit yet? Yeah. I know you did.
Time out. You did B?
Yeah.
Stop being a fucking Rock Nation groupie, man. But listen to goddamn Beyonce.
Bro, I listen when music come out. I listen to it at least one time.
Yeah, got to give it a chance.
Because just like with Pee Wee Longway, I can't get in that discussion. honestly and say J. Cole and Kendrick better if I ain't listen to his music. So yeah, I ain't gonna, right. That's why I asked you. So I can't be like, I can say I like Jay-Z better than Nas because I listen to all
Beyonce
that shit.
Not better than SZA.
Who?
She not better than goddamn all the new girls I know. You still listen to that bullshit.
Who that?
SZA. She not better than Tim's. She not better than all the new girls. Like, what the other light skinned girl name is not? Be at LeBron James gang.
I don't know.
I ain't trying to listen to that bullshit, bro. I'm bitch washed up and old. Beyonce pussy 40 years old now, bro.
What they got to do with her music?
She washed up.
What they got to do with her music?
She washed up.
No, she ain't.
She got.
Yeah. You ain't listen to that album.
She got hella features
I'm
on that
shit. I'm not gonna listen to it.
You ain't got to.
She washed up because she went the other way.
Yeah.
Lil B about to get on me.
No.
Stop talking about B.
I ain't gonna say that. I listened to it one time. I did
listen
to it one time.
What you think?
He think he wish he had four thumbs to get that bitch four thumbs down.
Is it Grammy worthy?
Yeah, she gonna win a Grammy.
She gonna win.
She gonna win a Grammy.
Yeah. That was her main focus though. That's what not her main focus, but
that
she just wanted
to please them crackers. That was her main.
She
was.
She wanted to do a good.
J. Cole said, "We don't give a fuck about no Grammys, man. We ain't trying to please these crackers."
They say she had wrote that. She wrote that album. That was already done before the other one came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
the next one gonna be rock. Rock
that
and roll related.
Said.
Yeah.
But you could tell some of them songs was made after.
Yeah.
Like recently or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
how you can tell?
Just by like the content or whatever. Like, and you could tell like it probably, and I got this listening to Bomani Jones because you know mm-hmm. he like music critic yeah. too. He was doing that. But he mm-hmm. was like, you could tell like they started out to go all country.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, we ain't got no, you know.
Yeah.
But it 27 songs.
Yeah,
like 27
I saw that. That's
album.
a lot of music. Yeah.
Give her the best country
music.
Song I ever heard.
What?
Way down yonder in the Chattahoochee, where it's getting hot in the hoochie coochie.
the best country song, is by Randy Travis.
What? How it go?
Forever and ever, amen.
Hey,
as long as old wind. No, how does shit go? As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men.
That's what they talk like. See, I can't buy
that
shit.
I'm gonna love you forever.
What Beyonce best song on the album?
I don't be remembering names, but it was one song. I think it's Ya-Ya or something like that. It kind of hype.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it one time. I was driving, but it's a couple songs. I was like, damn, this shit. You know,
so you yeah. It's safe to say you never cut Beyonce back on again in your car.
Nah, cause I was listening to other shit like that J. Cole shit.
Is it safe to say you never cut that record back on in your car, Beyonce album?
You gonna revisit it?
That one, I'm gonna listen to it again so I can see what's staying out. But I only listened to that one time.
Mm. And what you listened to one time? What stood out?
I told you that Ya-Ya song. It's a few songs up there that Jolene remix.
So the Might Delete did. Later mixtape. What you think of the whole project?
Who is that?
J. Cole.
J. Cole.
He dropped 12 songs.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah. The whole shit tight. Like
it's.
I like it.
It ain't.
I like it.
It. Ain't,
but you know I'm a rappity rap nigga.
I ain't say I don't like it, but it sound like the stuff around Forest Hills Drive to me. Like the stuff before Forest Hills Drive, I could tell it was good. Like it was good music,
mm-hmm.
but I just ain't felt it.
Yeah.
Why you ain't felt it for?
He ain't real energetic.
No, I just ain't like nothing he said like spoke to me kind of like.
Yeah,
he was just rap.
He got a few bars on this joint.
It ain't speak to you?
Yeah, to me. I'm saying
that. But J. Cole represent niggas like you. I don't see why they ain't speak to you.
They don't speak to me.
Hey, that nigga rapping his ass
rapping,
off on that shit.
Yeah.
I'm just glad he doing what he doing.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be a great summer.
Kendrick Lamar is gonna get waxed, bro.
It's good music now.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be as long as both of them keep delivering at this level.
Kendrick Lamar gonna get waxed, bro.
If they both keep delivering at this level, it's gonna be a great summer.
Kendrick Lamar don't got no level. That bone shit was on the hard because it was a future song, bro. You gotta think about shit, bro. That man on a future song, bro.
I know.
It's gonna be hard.
Yeah,
that one of the hardest beats ever. That nigga
Future got another album dropping, right?
All
right.
Yeah.
So what if he do the next diss on Future album again?
Future not gonna do that, bro.
I don't know.
I
Future
know.
Mad with Drake.
He ain't married with Cole.
Really?
Yeah. Him about a girl, and the boys girl. Going at about they beefing about a chick, man. Yeah, them boys ain't been seeing eye to eye for a minute. That's why Future talked that shit in that first song on there.
So what did you, like, what did Kendrick Lamar say so good on that song?
What he said so good on the Future song?
Yeah.
Oh, he said a lot of good shit.
Give me some bars, like something to stand up.
Remember Prince outlived Mike Jack, nigga.
He talking about Drake. I'm talking about the Cold World.
He didn't say it, but two bars too. That's
Cold,
what I'm saying.
And
that's
Cold why, World gave him back.
That, but that's why I said this ain't nothing but a feel out.
Guess how J. Cole live. Oh boy, you gonna try me?
Yeah, this all right. Yeah. So and he did that. He threw two jabs at Jay. Like, all right, here you go, bam, bam. Now what you gonna do? Now he initiated the fight. So Jay came. J. Cole came back.
If
now
they in the middle of the ring and they this week, he don't want no smoke.
Right. I think
he already got this track already.
He probably had
if he don't
it,
come
he
out with that shit this
done.
Week, he don't want no smoke, bro.
He probably had it done.
And what he gonna say?
I don't know. We got to see.
You can't fuck with Cole.
We got to see, man. That, but see, this type of shit like this bring the
what
best out
say?
Of niggas.
Come on,
we got to see. Maybe this shit gonna bring the best out of him.
We ain't knew what Cole's gonna say.
Yeah, we ain't know what Cole was gonna
know.
Say. No, we did.
What did you think?
What had J. Cole put out that was bullshit? We had J. Cole not ever rap and gave what you wanted from him, bro.
The knock on J. Cole is his production. A lot of people don't like his production. And that's the knock.
I'm talking about lyric wise. When
yeah,
had J.
Yeah,
Cole not gave you what you wanted?
But a lot of people don't.
When he's not gave what you wanted?
A lot. Now, motherfuckers been saying J. Cole been putting them to sleep for years.
That is something.
Because them street niggas. Don't nobody hear about nobody reading books and goddamn tell you do better with your life and be with your wife.
I don't never
in the trap, bro.
I don't never hear street niggas talk about J. Cole.
Yeah,
it always be other people that listen to music.
Yeah,
that say,
and what they say about J. Cole?
It'd be like that.
His shit put him to sleep.
Yeah, I need
like
to go to sleep.
That has been a knock on.
Niggas who go to work every day.
That been a knock on.
You a schoolboy nigga, bro. You a backpack nigga, bro. What you mean go to sleep? What you want? What you want to hear?
That was the knock on Cole.
No, but I'm saying, what you want to hear somebody kill somebody?
No. I mean,
you want to sell crack.
I didn't say it put me to sleep.
No, what I'm saying is, what you want to sell crack?
I didn't say it put me to sleep.
No, I'm talking about these niggas. You want me to sell crack? You want me to kill somebody?
He don't do none of that. He a college dude.
I didn't take Molly and shit like that.
Yeah, he don't do none of that.
I don't be honest.
You jumping the whole like from this.
No,
to
what
that.
I'm saying is the niggas who talk shit about him.
It ain't just niggas though.
I ain't never heard no female say J. Cole.
I seen plenty of women.
It's a lot of people like real shit. Like this shit been like they been saying this.
What J. Cole album put you to sleep?
I didn't say it put me to sleep.
No, I'm saying what
I can't relate to what they're saying because his music don't put me to sleep.
What I'm saying is a lie.
Yeah, but I love rap music and I love lyrics.
I understand, of course. But what you love rap music, what J. Cole album was poo? It's trash.
I can't say it,
but I can't say what other people like.
Yeah.
No, that, but I'm going to
I can't
like,
say it.
In your mind,
I like
what
all
album you say J. Cole what,
I like
poop?
I like Sideline Story. A lot of motherfuckers don't like Sideline Story.
There ain't no album.
Sideline Story is it? That's his first studio album.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, I ain't never even heard
of
it.
Oh, my God.
Song.
I will pull it out of my trunk for
what
you, brother. Pause.
Yo,
that's a mix. I said pause.
No, dude.
No, dog.
That's a mix.
No, it's not. It was his first studio album.
Yeah, I ain't never heard that.
You ain't never. Nigga, you did hear Nobody's Perfect.
Who?
Nobody's Perfect.
Come on,
with Missy Elliott.
No,
you heard Workout.
I never heard no Sideline album. Like
the name of the album is Sideline Story.
Yeah, I never heard that.
Oh my God.
I went from the warm up to the come up. Like I ain't never heard
no all them mixtapes.
Yeah.
All them mixtapes. But he had an album called Sideline Story.
But you
kidding
me? Like the niggas who talk shit about J. Cole being born. Y'all born ass niggas. Y'all need to go to work every day.
I don't. I'm not the one talking shit.
Taste.
Yeah.
No, like, what I'm saying is the niggas who say he born for what he's talking about, y'all go to work every day.
I didn't say he was born.
What if they flight attendants?
You still going to work every day. You still going to work
every
day.
Everybody do something. That's a horrible argument.
What I'm saying is you go to work every day, bro. You can't talk about this man. Like, what you want to do? Kill somebody?
But you can do other stuff in your music.
Besides killing
people to make it exciting.
Yeah.
To make people like it more.
Yeah.
But he got a whole bunch of fans.
What can J. Cole do to make his music better?
I don't know. I'm not one of them people.
Yeah,
that ever
I don't
said
feel
that.
Like that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, you got
to
talk.
I feel like them niggas is just cap niggas. You trying to ride for the cap niggas.
I'm not
like
riding for the cap
niggas.
You talking to us like we said.
Oh,
it.
I
know. I just told you that.
We didn't say it.
I just told him he knew what the fuck I was talking about. This fucking guy, man.
Hey, he probably his worst album ever,
like,
though.
Like be stand up for Jay.
Oh, yeah.
It probably his worst album ever, though.
No, it's not. That's the shit about it.
But you can talk shit about Jay, but
that's probably his worst album. I'm here to tell you that is not his.
Just because he ain't seen it.
Yeah, this ain't his first. No, this nigga rap his ass off from cover to cover on this motherfucker.
I just say it was the worst album.
Sideline Store. His first album came out in 2011. A nigga rap like shit in that motherfucker.
I just hate niggas like
Born Center probably was his best album.
I hate niggas who go to work every day and they're talking about J. Cole Born. Bitch, he did the same shit you did. He went to college, got a good job, and got him. What the fuck? How you gonna say this man lame now?
Ain't nobody call him lame.
I ain't say you did, B.
No, I'm saying you.
But for niggas,
you just said lame and born is two different things.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
If you're a lame ass nigga, you a born ass nigga.
Not necessarily.
So you can be lame and not be born?
Yes.
Not, who you know that's lame and ain't born?
Drake.
Hey, you got a point.
Lame as fuck.
Yeah.
Goofy with a check, nigga. You heard what Kendrick said. Goofy with a check.
Ooh. Ain't nobody quote no fucking Kendrick. Fake ass blood.
Oh, this was okay.
You remember that, right?
Yeah. I just
That's the worst album ever.
I don't think so.
It was his first album.
It was his worst album ever.
It's only had six. Oh, okay.
Did you see Lizzo say she retired?
I don't care about that.
She said she tired of people treating her.
She came back and said she was.
Go do some sit ups, bitch. I'm drunk today too.
G Dep, nigga, they let G Dep out. G Dep is free. Did it under investigation.
Get smacked silly.
You know why he went to jail?
What?
Do you know why he went to jail?
I didn't know he was locked.
Kill a motherfucking 93 or some shit.
But that ain't why he went to jail.
Why he went to jail?
He went to jail because he turned himself in.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
He turned himself in, so he had a guilty conscience.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
They ain't even knew.
Yeah. Yeah, but he just got out. So, welcome home, G. I'm gonna listen to Special Delivery on my way to the crib. They've been playing that shit all weekend.
That's all you got to listen to.
Yeah, I know. But you know he did the remix with Ghostface and shit.
Special Delivery.
Yeah.
A most special of delivery.
and I don't hear Ghostface snapping that shit. That probably trash too, bro. Ghostface can't rap on no damn Special Delivery beat, bro.
What he can't rap period.
You don't think he can rap period?
This nigga hate Ghostface. He hate Ghostface. That's one of my favorite rappers. Every time I get in a car, shit, man. Him and Bino. Rest in peace, Bino.
He had more swag.
Bino hate that Wu-Tang shit.
He had more swag than he had like lyrics.
Now Ghostface was the lyricist, man.
I just know he was not, bro. He was not. The Raekwon was a lyricist. Method Man was a lyricist.
Nah,
I mean Ghostface was not no lyricist.
Yeah, brother.
All that I got is
you. That what
got me
like,
an A
drip,
on point.
Like, that drip. And shit, you know
that
what
nigga
like,
shit was trash.
That nigga that big ass. Ass.
He bad.
Yo, Pilates shot.
That bird.
Give me scene with Pilates guys.
What was a fucking bird?
The eagle.
On the braces.
Yeah, the eagle.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, the eagle joint.
That contract. Hey, Wallet, that country that nigga wore a robe to perform.
He did.
He got a bunch with Tim. You know why he wear them?
Beyonce.
You know why he wear them robes?
Why?
Shout out to Ric Flair, man.
See that? Why he found that cracker like that?
Hey, man, Ric Flair was that guy in the 80s, man.
It's a nigga from West Florida named Tadpo. He wear goddamn robes in the club too. Get we telling him, you country ass nigga. Monkey ass.
That nigga be having this shit like, yeah, Pretty Tony on the back of him, like he have a name on them joint.
Oh yeah,
Ghostface.
Pretty Tony album, we get to talk about that.
If
Ghostface was from Sacramento, he'd be from Hartsville, Syracuse or some shit like that.
Nah, he would be from Syracuse.
Oh shit,
yeah, big country.
Oh man,
yeah,
old
country ass name.
Yeah, we about to get out of here, man. We ain't had but a few minutes today.
Get out of here,
yeah, man. We gotta get out of here.
Late.
Somebody scheduled behind us, man.
Studio time be booked.
Yeah, man. But I do want to talk about one last thing before we leave.
But do you like, hold on, before we leave. So you woke me up out of my bed.
Yeah, nigga.
Coming for 22.6 seconds.
Yeah.
22.6.
All right.
Wait till next week.
Go
you,
to
that should be called a Jones podcast. I won't be in this motherfucker.
Hey, man. You had to take care of your kids before we could leave. You forgot about that?
John, you was at my house at total 15 minutes.
Oh, man. All right, dude.
You was that longer than that?
Yeah.
That's cap, bro.
Dog. Dude, y'all walked in your house at 11:30.
Stop lying, Jones.
All right.
You want to do this shit for the fans?
Dog. Dog. I walked in your house.
You shut your ugly ass laugh out to your black ass socks. It's toes sweating right now. When he gone, he going to rub between the toes and smell it.
I don't got to.
Why? You got athlete's foot?
Huh?
You got athlete's foot?
Nah, I use
tenactin. Tough fat and tenactin. Boom.
I got a can. Yeah,
you got
it.
Man.
It worked.
Yeah, I know you got athlete's foot.
Had
got to get it under control.
Had
he digging his toes? Look, he trying to sneak in somebody. He's like,
why I'm gonna put myself through that? I already know.
Yeah, what y'all say?
I already know.
So, 25.
He be DJing on his toes, y'all.
25 years ago, Nas dropped "I Am," man.
25 years ago.
Yeah, you remember that "I Am" Doogie? That was with Hate Me Now and all that shit on.
No, man, we fucking with J. Cole. We don't fuck with Nas no more.
Oh, man, don't
hey,
you
B, ever. Last week,
New York State of Mind part two.
Whenever.
Don't do that. I know what you want to say. Don't do that. Don't do
whenever
that.
Archibald was there.
Chill, bro. You got to relax.
Who was here?
And they say, Archibald.
Chill out, man. He listened to your show.
Well, give us some rap music. John said, yeah, I wish B was here. Yeah, Archibald don't give us no music.
Archibald said. Oh, there they go.
Hey, I listened
Poor
to this.
Me and Jones.
I was listening to this album
you
last
said it was
night.
I Am?
Yeah. So I pulled the shit up.
Wallet.
I pulled it up and was listening to the shit last
Wallet
night.
Wallet was
right?
here last week.
He know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
I said like this.
I know what you're talking about, too.
Poor Miz.
What you call it? Archibald?
Archibald.
Well, you stupid.
Nah, boy. Okay.
If you don't be mad at me, then I know he don't listen. John already said he don't listen to our show because goddamn he don't produce us right.
He do listen.
He do?
Yeah.
He Archibald.
This is a good album.
It really was. I listened to the shit last night and I was like, damn, this shit was hard.
This came out our senior year.
Mm-hmm. Good music. Yeah, it was right before we go on the senior trip and shit. I'm ready for a couple weeks that Rough Riders Volume 1 will be 25.
Yeah, we got three songs on there.
And I remember Chad got there, Nosh, Kirby. Chad, shout out to Chad Kirby. Chad, that motherfucker playing on the bus. We was on our way to Florida. But this shit, Nas's Light was on here.
Hey, the bunny, I see.
He had the song with Aaliyah. You won't see me tonight. Ghetto Prisoners was my
what
shit.
What album was Jay-Z dropping back then?
Jay-Z had just dropped Volume 3.
What it was?
Volume 2.
Volume 3 in 99.
Volume 2.
Volume 3. Volume 2came out right in 98.
Before, right before this, though.
Yeah, it came out in.
What color
in,
it was?
98, September.
It was a brown shit.
Volume 2 came out September 98.
Volume 3 came out.
Came out either the end of 99 or 2000.
The end of
99. Because it had Do It Again on
volume
it.
Volume 2 is the gray one, and Volume 3 is the brown one, or it go vice versa?
Volume one is the brown.
Volume 2 is the
purplish blue joint, and Volume 3 is the silver.
How the album cover look for Volume 2?
He was in front of a Bentley.
Oh, that was trash.
No, it wasn't.
Volume 2?
Volume 2 had a whole bunch of good shit on there.
Trash.
But this was, Nas said some shit in one of these songs, dog. That I think pretty much kicked
they
off
say
the whole
man on
fucking
investigation
beat.
Now.
Who? Say what?
They say he next now.
I don't
he
care.
Nas next?
He
ain't,
nah.
He ain't on that now. We talking about Nas' album.
No, I'm talking about you. I just forewarned you.
So what?
We on his ass. No homo.
So what?
You heard Jaguar
he ain't my
right?
Daddy.
You heard Jaguar right? He ain't?
No.
What your last name? Carter, ain't it? Brandon Carter. Hey, but look, Jaguar Wright said they on his ass. Or she said, "Puff Daddy." I mean, like Jay Z just damn. I mean, it makes sense though. Jay Z is a smart nigga. And they did like you can look at his. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's some skeleton in his closet too. It's ravens and spider webs and shit in his closet too, bro. You open that closet, Gilbert gonna fly.
Oh shit,
Gilbert gonna fly.
No, that shit.
Little black ravens and goddamn a little bit. Spider webs. And
what you think about this album
like
right
that?
Here?
Huh?
What you think about this album? What,
you don't
it's
like.
A classic.
So I Am is one of your is a classic. I mean, how many classic albums
bro,
does Nas?
I
know
fan. Like,
I know.
Really, the only trash album Nas made is shit I ain't never heard before.
Which one is
that?
Hip Hop Is Dead,
King Disease, all that new shit y'all be talking
about. Oh shit,
you might like that better.
Yeah, I probably will.
He rapping like hell too.
You said Hip Hop Is Dead.
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers. Because
I thought
Street
Disciple was a hard
album.
Ass album. Suicide Bombs, all that dope shit, bro. That last time I really listened to Nas.
Yeah, that shit. That double CD was hard. He did not hold nothing back lyrically.
I just fuck with Nas because he always had a mind, bro. Like, 103,000 taught me, like, to realize, like, bro, Black people don't gotta be Christians. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, lyrical, that nigga made me think outside the box, bro. Like,
lyrical,
be God,
lyrical,
you know,
lyrical miracle niggas, man. Them lyrical miracle niggas. This, them rapidy rap boys. Them niggas rapidy rap, man. That's why we like them niggas.
What is this?
You Won't See Me Tonight.
Okay.
Featuring Aaliyah. Mm-hmm.
On that album?
Mm-hmm. This on I Am. This is my shit. Boy, that shit's banging my Honda, boy. That Nas is like, I used to try to
premier shake that bitch.
Yeah, I used to try to shake shit loose with that motherfucker.
I bought a green
Nas is like on it. Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I bought a green what them jackets called? The orange inside. You used to call it the flight jacket.
Yeah.
I bought one of them shit just cause Nas in that video.
Yeah. Mm. He did have that motherfucker on him.
Freedom of jail clips is murder. The baby being murdered at the same time. The man is murdered. The beginning and the end.
Y'all, this nigga
nasty.
This nigga, hey, Jenny, got, I mean, this nigga lyrical Jenny shit.
Can't fuck with cuz, bro. Like, I fuck with her. Don't give me
a fuck. But the baby's being born at the same time a man is murdered. The beginning and the end.
Mm. Why y'all rapping at me?
Mm. We just rapping. Ain't nobody rapping at you, though.
You got on a paper planes hat, nigga.
Cause I fly like that, son. Word up, B.
Oh shit.
Y'all going down.
Oh shit. Nah, this shit. This shit used to bang like a motherfucker.
And then look, but look though, no kids. I've been seeing like what the boy name it? Dane Dash, he been speaking more on like Jay-Z, like he gonna come out, bro, like cuz a crook too.
Mm. Ooh,
I hate to say it, no, Jay-Z, like he a crook, bro. He ain't
crook
he,
by the book.
Like, he just ain't no stand up nigga. Like, and then they're like, he betrayed look good, mm-hmm. but.
Why like, you Dame, don't think like, he a stand up nigga?
Cause for starters, like Dame said, bro, I told you goddamn you was fucking Leah early, and R. Kelly was fucking her early. Like, she was a kid. Okay, B. I mean, okay, Wally. But like Dame said, I told a nigga, bro, like, how you gonna fuck with this nigga? He been fucking that girl. She was little. Go hold to that nigga.
You gotta get that money.
Yeah. Like, yeah. He don't.
They ain't been talking about that shit.
This is what I said about Jay-Z. I ain't seen no flawed nigga, but he value money over principle.
Mm.
And I don't rock with niggas like that.
A lot of them do, though.
Yeah,
a lot of them entertainment
them,
niggas
them
do.
Soft
yeah.
pussy niggas to me. Like, you gotta be a man and stand on, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bro, money can't make you goddamn. But, like, that shit don't mean shit to me. Like, you can have money, you cannot have money. But, like, who you is. Jay-Z said it best. You change the top layer, but you was who you was for you
got here.
But you can.
No, you can't say you're so rich in the gold, bro.
No. What I'm saying is, if somebody did something 30 years ago, if they still doing the same thing 30 years ago, then yeah, but if they did that 30 years ago and then they switched their shit
if
up.
If you fucked a little girl 30 years ago, I'm going to forget about it now.
You say he fucked a little girl?
Aaliyah.
Jay-Z fucked
Foxy
him.
Brown. It's track records on him, bro.
Foxy say he ain't. She ain't did. She ain't fuck him.
If I give you $100,000, you gonna say that too?
Shit.
You think he gave her $100,000?
A million. That just. I'm talking in Florence term. If I give a bitch right, if I fuck a little girl, listen to me. Say I fuck a 13-year-old girl, knock on wood, like Lafayette, I give her mom $100,000 in Florence. Now that should go away.
But all I can go by is what she say.
She dead.
Fosse Brown ain't dead.
Oh, I'm talking about Leah White. But what I'm saying is, like, bro, she a hood bitch.
But he, so he fucked.
So you don't think I can pay somebody in Darlington?
We don't.
I ain't gonna talk about your hood. You don't think I can pay somebody in Florence $100,000?
No, let's talk.
A little 13-year-old daughter.
But,
and she won't tell nobody.
Talk about these people we in. We ain't got to bring in no analogies. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going off of what to make you think that? All I can go by is what these people say that's in it. Just because he worked with her.
So people. Dame Dash wasn't in it?
Dame Dash fucked Aaliyah. So you mean to tell me Dame gonna fuck
after
Aaliyah?
She was a grown fool.
But hold up. Let's say like.
So R. Kelly ain't fuck Aaliyah Young?
Yeah, but what I'm saying.
And Hov didn't either.
I don't know that.
Come on, B.
I don't know that.
Come on, B. Come on, B.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Come on, B.
I don't know that.
It was rumored.
It's a rumor, but I don't know that.
He ain't fuck Beyonce Young.
I don't know that either.
Yeah. Bro, that's a fact, B. Come on.
How's it a fact? Because you seen him in pictures together?
Yes. And I know niggas. I know me.
So you
I'm going to mold your ass. If you find the fuck you mix, you damn 16, what I would do, and I'm down, damn right, I'm a mow you. What the little pussy get a little tender, what I would do. Like, bro, that's human nature. That's
that ain't human nature. That ain't niggas. That's you.
That's
and
Jay-Z.
You saying that about Jay-Z, you projecting.
Jay-Z.
That's why you think Jay-Z fucked them girls young, because you, that's projection. Shit. Because you would do that.
I'm going
over. I wouldn't do that.
No. I'm going off what niggas say and what people say who's around
no,
the situation.
No, you niggas.
No, I was, listen to me.
I'm you just what, said
I'm
it.
Going off what people say around the situation, bro. This ain't
who?
Nothing.
Who Duke, said it around
Duke
the situation?
Dude make this lie up, bro.
Who made
it? If it was a lie, Duke didn't make this lie up.
But
the people around here made the lie.
But the woman,
it was a lie,
the woman who he allegedly slept with said it didn't happen. But I'm going to take these niggas' word over her word.
B, she's a hood bitch.
So?
You know how many hood bitches I get to lie for me and they stand on my lie?
She go,
look, I can fuck a girl in your face right now from the hood, right? And you get what she gonna tell you? But Duke ain't never fucked me before. She gonna stand on that shit because I get that bitch $150. Come on, bro, stop doing that.
You stop doing that.
No, I'm telling you, like, you always try to make, like, shit. He always try to generalize my shit, like, I'm generalizing. Like, bro,
I'm not saying you
generalize. But well, we from the shit they from, bro.
I'm not saying you generalizing,
oh,
but.
Shit.
B, I give a bitch $150. I put that bitch in your face. I give a girl from the hood $150. I get what she gonna tell you about it. But that black ass nigga lying. That little nigga with that straight bib on his head lying like a motherfucker, bro. And you can see me fuck that bitch, bro. That's hood shit, bro. They from Brooklyn, we from Florence. Bro, Jay-Z was fucking that girl, bro. Everybody just gonna say it. I done heard Capone say that shit. I done heard Prodigy say shit like that, bro. Like, come on, bro.
But Foxy word don't matter.
How do we know you a lying ass hood bitch?
Nas did say Foxy got you hot because you kept your face in the book.
You think you're getting girls not because of your looks? Negro, please. You know mustache having a whisker like a rat compared to beans you wet? And your man stab on him and you take the blame your ass. We were hanging with Jazz the Kane the Irv and Big Emerging on your own shit. You a dick riding faggot. You love the attention. Queens nigga run you nigga. That's Russell Simmons, bro. But I don't want shit to happen,
nigga.
Whole, cause I like
do you see? Do you see Russell's daughter?
Right.
He a gay pedophile too, bro. Look, Russell Simmons.
You see his daughter though.
Pierre Hart
fucking with the 65-year-old dude.
What other nigga name is?
That chick. Oh my god.
All niggas a pedophile, bro. Niggas some freaky niggas, bro.
Dog. She fucking with a 65-year-old man, and he looked like he 82.
Right. Yeah, that dude look old.
Yeah, she 21.
If your dad was fingering you when you were 12, you do that one old nigga too.
Jesus Christ.
Oh shit.
Damn, do you think he was doing his daughters like that?
He did other niggas' daughters like that. Why wouldn't he do it to his?
I don't know.
God, damn.
I got a homeboy right now, bro.
Bro, you
listen to me. I got a homeboy right now.
Everything hot.
On God though, he GD like one of the big. Like, he can fight air like you can't pack cuz out. Like he one of the biggest GD. Bro, this man got down went to jail about 2-3 years ago. This man was fucking his own daughter. Like, bro, you can't put shit past niggas, bro. Like, and when that shit being said, bro, you cool, you hard. We get what? That shit don't matter, bro.
Yeah, that's some sick shit.
Yeah, shit,
that's some sick shit.
But back to Jay. Hold on, back to Jay-Z.
We might get out of here in a minute, man.
Yeah. How many more seconds we got? 13?
About 3.
We only got a 13-minute show today. But
cause you want to party all night.
No, I ain't want shit about me, bro. Stop. See, he gonna paint that narrative, bro. Like, bro, John would not have my house no hour, bro.
Oh my god. Alright, dude. We gonna ask Shutter Black when we get back to the crib.
Shoulder black
he
was
on your
there?
Side.
That's all that matters.
Me, I get on niggas so much, bro. Like niggas team up against me, like I'm goddamn. Like
you sound like hoe.
You feel me? Like
that's
like,
how they do hoe.
Bro, that should be hoe.
Yeah,
man.
Niggas be on. He was on so much. Niggas teaming up against him.
No, yeah, he was on some.
And niggas say, see,
he's not no righteous nigga, bro.
Stay alive long enough to see yourself become the villain, yo.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do, B.
Stay alive.
You don't know that. You never been in the same place.
Hey, man.
No.
Stay alive long enough to see yourself become the villain, man.
So I can't judge a nigga track record because I don't
know. You don't
know
his track record.
Listen to me. I can't judge Jamal's track record because I don't know him.
You judging off of rumors.
I mean, no fucking rumors. It's facts.
How is it facts? You don't know.
Bro, Dame Dash still alive. He's standing on business. What D-Haven name? D-Haven standing on business. Them his homies, bro. B, that's like, I like a Jones come out today and like, bro, while dude was down Bush and woo-woo. Like, Jones be with me. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Them niggas not lying. B, they not lying, B.
I don't believe them.
Because you fuck with hoes.
Not because I fuck with hoes.
Look at me.
I don't know that man.
If Nature came out today, Nature Jungle, one of them came out today and said, boy, now I've been fucking, like,
faggots for his whole life.
Oh, jeez.
I fuck with that because they fuck with him.
But it, I would have
no,
to.
No, listen, I'm going to tell you. They fuck with him. Am I lying, bitch?
But check this out.
Oh man, don't do Nas like that, man.
Nas all that cap shit, bro. Nas been fucking niggas in the ass since he been little.
Oh, damn.
They ain't never said that.
No, yeah, they did. Oh God.
But did they fall out?
Who?
Nas, Nature, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
cause if, Nas is an upstanding nigga. Jay-Z don't care about money, bro. And a nigga who don't care about money, I don't fuck with them. Cause like, yo, your morals is fucked up, bro. Mm.
I mean, I understand it.
Bro, you know me. Bro, I come to the bitch with $0 in my pocket. I come to the bitch with money in my pocket like I got. I'm the same nigga.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't know, man. Mm. Tell them where they can find you, Doogie.
New York.
We only got a 30-minute show for real. Fuck
yeah,
with
man.
Fucking with you.
Your little stank ass feet.
You brush your teeth before you left the house?
I did.
Oh, good job.
You wash your feet before you left the house?
Dude, tell them where they can find you, man. Mm-hmm.
You spread that little white little thing. It'd be cold at first when you put it on.
This nigga crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not this morning. We got the same socks I was on.
He rubbed me between his toes right now, y'all.
You can't tell. I got these Jordan 8s on. You can't tell.
Easy. I appreciate you squeezing us in, Paul.
Hey, you better not wake me up for no 30 minutes no more. You could do this shit by yourself with him, bro. Stop playing with me.
You know you wanted to be here.
That nigga was knocked out, bro.
I don't have neither one of my phones.
If it wasn't for Shorty Black,
I don't even know what my phone was. And I told Black that shit too, bro. Stop letting niggas in my crib. I'm going to get his ass up, bro. Stop doing that.
The door was open.
Lock it.
Easy, tell them where they can find you, man.
At the nearest tough at internet. God damn, riffraff. You loud just like riffraff, boy. You send out text your dad say, hey, B laugh.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. I forgot what I said.
You can find me spraying my feet with tough head into neck and listening to Jay-Z, watching Cats and Company. Heathcliff. Yeah. You remember that song?
That was the shit.
He's in there, na-na-na.
I was like Buddy who had the headphones on.
Yeah.
Oh.
He wasn't part of Heathcliff, but like,
nah,
you
know, he was the riffraff, I think. Yeah, man.
That fish used to explode at me. I always wonder how that fish
did.
That bitch
eat a fish and the whole bone. I
thought that was cap till I started eating chicken wings. That's how you chicken. I put the whole put a bitch out like that.
JP Jones 81, email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com.
What we even talk about today?
Nigga, we talk about J. Cole all day, man. J. Cole and Nas, man.
Y'all wasting my time.
Shout out to my guy Grant, man. He went to the Dreamville Festival.
Oh yeah, you watch any of that?
I did. But did you see the J. Cole performance?
No, he didn't perform yet.
Oh, he performing tonight.
Probably so, yeah.
Yeah,
let's go.
Shit, I'ma watch that shit on TV somewhere. But
think your little black socks can go today?
Yeah. Nope, I got shit to do.
What you gotta do?
Next weekend I'll be listening to Face Mob. Next Saturday night.
Oh, that next Saturday night?
Yeah.
You got tickets already?
Yeah.
How much the tickets were?
Like $111 after all.
Where Scarface at?
Shit.
Raleigh.
And you going?
Mm-hmm.
Is there some more tickets left?
It might be.
Why you invite us, bro?
He did.
I told everybody about it.
He ain't tell me shit.
Shit. I talked about it on the show.
You his friend more than you is me. He ain't tell me nothing about that
shit. He's on us here.
Think I said it on the show.
Shut your black ass. Wally, you know something about that? You going?
He's supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be going.
He's supposed to be.
He ain't tell me nothing about that, bro.
Nigga, I said it on the show. But yeah, we gonna, I might call Grant next week and,
Black soccer throw, yep. When a nigga lie, they got on some black Nike socks.
I'ma call Grant next week while we
You got on Nike
and,
too?
And we go to
You got on Nike?
Yeah.
These are Burlington top of the line, buddy.
TJ Maxx, top of the line, buddy.
I did get these with TJ Maxx.
One of them shits an 8 and the other one a 6.
Hey, man, we good to get out of here. Hey, y'all, email us and let us know what y'all think about this beef.
But why y'all wear them country ass black socks for?
Fab Five.
Oh, yeah.
I hate black socks.
I hate white socks.
Black socks too? Oh, Lord, I don't know what that means.
He knew she was in the middle of the area. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't fucking none of y'all. I'm in the gray area. Yeah, I'm going to stay there. His feet be twangy. And then halfway stay and halfway clean.
Oh, shit. Hey, that nigga, she be right there in the middle. Yo. He got ass and foot on three toes.
Yo. And I side with the Lord. Ride for the cause. One time a nigga shot at my doors. Plotting, I'm sure. They catch me with their glocks to my jaws. Tried sticking me up, but I